Republicans in Congress are moving closer to unveiling their plan to overturn Dodd-Frank, the post-recession law meant to reform the financial system. A major change Republicans want is to strip independence from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. WSHU's Charles Lane looks into the changes and what it means for consumers.
The CFPB touts that it has returned nearly $12 billion to almost 30 million consumers, but a range of industries complain about what they call the agency's arbitrary way of doing its job.
It would be, instead of having a speed limit of 55 miles an hour, the limit was drive an appropriate speed under the circumstances.
Daniel DeNiro is a lawyer for Ballard Spahr, which represents companies regulated by CFPB. He says the Bureau is structured to give it wide latitude over laws passed by Congress. The short-term loan industry has been particularly vocal against this. For example, the so-called payday loan rule forbids companies from making loans to people without first checking if the person could repay it. But CFPB doesn't specify a litmus for what qualifies as, quote, checking. This leaves companies in the dark. So Republicans want to take away this power to write rules.
Making the Bureau an enforcement agency, which is limited to enforcing statutes and regulations that are currently on the books.
However, advocates say that making CFPB a law enforcement agency vastly shrinks its depth of inspection it can conduct if it spots abusive practices. For example, after consumers complained about abuses of credit reporting agencies, CFPB was able to do on-site inspections, demand reports and staff interviews, and that led to major reforms at the credit bureaus. Republicans have been advocating for changes to CFPB since it was created in 2010, and now with both houses of Congress and a Republican in the White House, they hope to finally be able to rein in the CFPB. Charles Lane, WSHU News.